Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Today is January 1st, 2022 in the Gregorian calendar. Hello, my name is Carmen, and I'll be your host tonight. God bless you, and I hope you had a good time with family and friends. Tonight, we'll begin with a little song, and then we'll get on with a short message. Amen. Thank you.
Coming to your God. Coming to your God. So come into your God. Come into your God. Come into your God.
Again, good evening, everyone, and we're in 2022 already. Tonight, I have a quick message and a short message, and like everybody, I spent time with my family, and it was enjoyable. I did enjoy my family. I can't say that I was as prepared as other times, but I know that it's going to be the Lord and not me, and so we're going to pray and prophesy over you tonight. And my quick message tonight is about the watchman and the gatekeeper. The Lord kept bringing that message up to me several times. And I said, I finally, you know, understood, Lord, you want me to talk about this real briefly. I believe that the Lord wants us to understand our positions. Some of us are watchmen, prophets on the wall. You can be a prophet in your home, in your ministry, in your city. You know, there's watchmen in different places that are watching and are watching for what the enemy may be bringing in. And bringing safety and alerting the people, right? But many are, of you are gatekeepers. And a gatekeeper is like when you go to the airport, you have a lot of gatekeepers, people that will look at your ticket, make sure that you are who you say you are and that you can go into the places that you're supposed to go into and keep out the people that are not supposed to go in certain places. So basically a gatekeeper is security, right? But there's different types of security. You have those that are the marshals that are watching, but nobody knows that they are the marshals. And they are surveying around and looking to make sure that people are safe. And so when something happens out of nowhere, these marshals, marshals come out. And they are armed, right? And so they have an authority that the gatekeepers don't have necessarily, but it doesn't mean that we don't need each other. You know, we don't need the security guards and we don't need the marshals. We all need, everybody needs to be in position in order to do that. Well, Nehemiah was one of the people in the word that God had built the walls of the city for the people, for God's people. And the walls were broken down. Why? Because there was sin in the camp. And, you know, and when there's sin, well, the enemy comes in and comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So Nehemiah was a sort of a watchman. He was a watchman. But he had people as gatekeepers all around the wall, you know, and strategically around those walls to, you know, keep alert and watch and make sure that whoever was coming in were part of those that were from the inside and not let those come inside, right, from those that were on the outside. So I believe that the Lord is saying, you know, we need to understand our positions as gatekeepers and watchmen and be alert on that because, like always, there are enemies on the outside trying to get in our lives, in our families' lives, in our city, in our state, in our country, all over the world. And so you need to be on the lookout, to be watchful. God is the one that does the battle, but he shows us how to pray things in because we are his mouthpiece here on earth, okay? And so there's an authority that the prophetic has to pray over certain situations and that the gatekeeper doesn't, but the gatekeeper is necessary to be vigilant, to watch, to make sure that there's things that they don't come in. And so I needed to make sure that you were aware of that. And so acknowledging the difference of that, the Lord says, you know, as the righteous, there is an inheritance doesn't have. And God says, you know, you see how sometimes the wicked operate in their unrighteousness, and it seems like they're almost getting away with what they're doing, right? But God says, no, you know, their day is going to come. You maintain yourself because there is a protection that happens. Like when those walls, the walls of the city are built up, there is a protection, right? When you're walking in that righteousness. So the Lord wanted to show me, you know, how I've been teaching about the tabernacle of meeting and how the outer courts and the inner courts and the Holy of Holy and how the Holy of Holy is covered and there's no light in that, in the Holy of Holies. So it's a form of how we are. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The tabernacle of meeting is the temple, right? But later on, it's considered the temple, but when Moses came down with the instructions on how to build the tabernacle of meeting. It was like a makeshift temple where it was tore down and moved anytime the cloud would move, indicating that God was allowing them to move, and they had to follow. And so they had the pillar at night and the cloud by day to protect them from the sun and to protect them from the cold of the desert. And so God is sort of like that too. He protects us. God does protect us, and he He places a hedge of protection around us. And in that hedge of protection, this week I was watching something on the TV, and it had to do with this man that he was trying to help his daughter, and he was going to join some kind of contest. But back home, he had a conversation with his wife. His wife was had a garden, and she was, grooming it, fixing it and making it all pretty for it to grow. And she reminded her husband that he had not built the fence that she had asked him to build. Well, they go on their busy day, and they come home, and she goes back to check up on her garden, right? And if you notice, I put that song, The Garden, and she speaks, this girl, Mitzi Edwards, speaks about the garden, that we are God's garden, and that we live from the inside out. So let's go back to the movie. It's all tied in. She comes and checks her garden, and she realizes and starts to cry. She goes, "Oh no, my garden!" And so the husband comes out and he says, "What happened?" And she had all these rabbits around eating the things that she had grown in that garden. And so he realized that he had failed her, and he says, "Don't worry, I'm gonna build you the fence for your garden, so you won't have, the animals coming in and destroying what you had grown." And so the next day he comes. And like the Holy of Holies, when we enter in and we're in the secret place with the Lord, what ends up happening is that there's a protection. There's a protection, a hedge of protection. Sort of like the wall that Nehemiah built to protect the people. Well, God was telling me, he says, unlike the man that did not do the protecting of his wife's garden, I do protect the garden, that garden that's between you and me. And the things that are in that garden are the seeds that we take, the good seeds from the Lord, from the Word of God that we put in our lives and that we make beautiful in our lives, right? And so when God comes in, the Lord comes in, he can enjoy that garden, the beauty inside that garden. He can enjoy that. And so like a husband and wife, they enjoy each other, and there is fruit from their love. There is fruit from the love that we have with the Lord, from that seed that we receive from the Word of God, and that it grows. And when it grows, it bears fruit, and we are able to use it and also give it to other people. Okay, so the Lord was saying, you will see the wicked, and sometimes you think that nothing in their lives is ever going to happen because it seems almost like their lives are perfect, that they lack nothing. They have no needs or anything like that. But God says, do not be envious. Do not be envious of them, because I have a day. And he's long-suffering. He's allowing time for them to repent and to turn from their wicked ways. But he says, but the righteous, they have a protection because they're walking and allowing their land to be in a spiritual land, a land of that God comes in, that land where we say, I trust you, Lord. Because I trust you, I'm allowing you to cultivate and my faithfulness to you to be cultivated in this land, this garden that I have. And so God is saying this year that I believe that there are seasons, and every season, there's a season for everything. Like Solomon would say, there's a season to die. There's a season for all things. And so we're entering a new season where basically what God wants us to understand, that we have to trust him, not to allow what we see with our eyes, but to trust him. And our blessings come. He is there. He protects. There's a heritage that he gives us for trusting in him and staying faithful and continuing to cultivate our lives, that garden that we have between him and us, allowing him to change us and transform us through his word. Amen. And so I leave you with that, and I'll be taking calls tonight. Please make sure that if you want prayer and prophecy tonight, to raise your hand up by dialing 1, and you'll be placed in the queue. And blessings to all. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for PGN, for being a place where people can come and rest and find rest and find you, Lord, a place where they can be still and know that you are God and know that you are there for them, Lord. I thank you for the unity of PGN. I thank you, Father God, for the growth in PGN. I thank you for this new year that you're going to use PGN, Father God, in a special way to minister to the hundreds and thousands of people that come and want to seek you, Lord. Lord, I pray you bless Prophet Randy and his family. I pray, Father God, that you bless the ministers of PGN and all the PGN family, Father God, tonight. And I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you speak through me, minister to those that need a word of encouragement, a word to get them through another week, another day, another year, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all you do for us. We give you praise, honor, and glory. You're an awesome God. We love you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So let me start tonight. I'm going to get into the prophecy tonight and prayer and whatever. If you want to share a testimony, share a word, you're more than welcome to. I'll start tonight with 903-918, and please state your name and where you're from. 903-918.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Hi, Michelle. How are you, Michelle?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Let me mute you a moment so that I can pray for you, okay? And then we'll talk.
Okay.
All right. Father God, I just thank you for Michelle, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my sister's life. I thank you for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Yes, Lord, and praise your holy name. You know, when I first mentioned your name, I saw a glimpse of sweet. I believe the Lord is bringing something sweet into your life, and it's going to be a sweet thing, and that God wants you to know that He loves you. And you know how you know how when you are in love and you have someone in your life, from time to time, that person will bring you something sweet, or a family member will bring you something sweet to just tell you how much they love you. And it's just, you know, real quick, or they just drop by and they just knock on your door and they say, here, I bought you something sweet, something that will please you, put a smile on your face. So I sense that the Lord is doing that. I don't think it's a long season. It's just a quick thing that's going to happen. I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but it's the Lord letting you know that He loves you, and that He just, you know, just reminding you how much He loves you through that sweetness. Amen. And yes, because I sense there's been a lot of not so sweet moments, but the Lord is showing you how much He loves you. And that picture that I saw was sweet. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Michelle's life. I thank you, Father God, because she's going to sense your presence more. I thank you, Father God, for that touch that you're giving her, Father God, that sweetness that you're bringing in her life, Father God, which is much needed, and she needs that, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for just touching your daughter, Father. Thank you for touching her heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for sweetness. Amen. Michelle.
Amen.
You there? Amen.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Has that happened, or do you understand what that is all about?
No, I don't. It hasn't happened, and I don't quite understand, but I receive it.
Yeah. Well, I as I thought, it was like something that came real quick. I saw, you know, it was almost like if it was candy bars or something like that. So I believe, you know, how people give you something to sweeten your life. Well, that's what the Lord is saying. And I'm sensing that you need that, and that you're gonna realize when He does it that it was Him. Amen. Is there anything you want to pray about tonight? Something you want to say? Oh, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you too.
And how was your New Year's?
It was good. I brought the New Year in at church, praising God. So.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, we had a night watch service, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can do. That's the best that I've done. Those this year, it was a little different for me. I have family at my house, and that was nice because I hadn't had that in a long time. But yeah, I've done those, and that's the best place you can be when you're beginning a new season, right?
Yes, I'm beginning a new season.
Yes. And what would you like us to pray about?
I just want, I'm just praying for a direction and instruction from the Lord concerning some things.
Okay. All right. We'll pray for you. Father God, we just lift up Michelle. Father God, she's asking for direction. Father God, either way, whatever direction you show her, give her peace, Father God, as she moves. And if there is something that she's not supposed to do or some way she's not supposed to do, let her sense the peace of God, Father God, that she will sense your peace, that she will not move unless that peace is there. Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you will help her to sense your peace when it's right. And if it's not, if she's moving in the wrong direction, just let her sense that that peace is not there. I pray, Father God, that you just put people in her path, that whether they know or not know, that, Father God, that you give her that divine connection to what it is that she needs to do so that she will not move without your direction, Father. And I thank you, Father God, because my sister, she seeks you first before she does anything. And Father God, and I know and I thank you, Lord, because you're going to direct her path as she seeks you more and more. I thank you, Father God, that you're pleased with her honoring you and seeking you. Like the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added on. And Lord, I thank you because you will show her and you will guide her because our heart is for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you for praying for me. Praise God.
Yes. Give me a moment. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I sense a wall, and Lord, I just pray for whatever that wall is that's causing her to, you know, not be able to pass from that wall. I pray, Father God, that you send your angels to just guide her either through that or around that so that she could get past that, Lord. I pray that, Father God, if that wall is a wall, thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. He's going to protect you in your decision-making. He's going to guide you as to what to do. But there's some things that may look like it's not for you to go through that, but it's God's way of showing you and protecting you because he has that there to protect you. But he's going to show you exactly what it is you need to do next so that you won't have a misstep. But as you seek the word of God is like your flashlight, okay? as you read it, the more you read it, the more you're going to have light in that path that you're going. And he's going to show you where it is, where he wants you to go, because there's going to be more light in that section, okay? And where there's God is not shining, that's not, that means he's not wanting you to go through that section, that path. And you're going to, as you move, but you can't wait for God to tell you by waiting, just sitting there. Sometimes we have to get up and move and just do it and start doing things. Like, for example, I thought I had to move. I had this urgency, this wanting to move. It was just me, my flesh wanting to move, right? You know how you get sometimes, you know, and I have to be really careful because I used to be a military wife, and I used to move a lot. And a lot of times you get into the habit of moving because you're used to it, but it wasn't God, right? And I even had gotten boxes. I was getting myself ready. But regardless, I was going to do something, right? And I had all these boxes that I was getting ready to move. And as I started putting them in the house, then I felt that. I felt like, no, you're not moving. At first it was just something that bothered me, and then I realized, oh, wow, this is not of the Lord. God does not want me to move. It's not that season for me to do that. I'm not supposed to do that. As soon as I got rid of the boxes, that peace came back to me. Okay? And so sometimes you won't know it until you start moving either towards it, and it's good that you're praying and asking for prayer, because God is honoring that, and he's going to show you. And through that peace, the peace is what's going to lead you in what you're doing. And so the more you read God's word, you're going to be led. You're going to be led as you move, okay? And you might not know, but God will guide you, okay? And there'll be other people that will either confirm your decision, but not always. So I would always go with my peace, with the inner peace, okay? Because people will want different things for you sometimes, and you can't go by that, okay? And you can't go by your flesh. You can't go by what others say. You have to go by the peace of God that leads you into the right path. He leads you and guides you, okay? Hello, Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I really, really needed this. You answered so many questions for me.
So it makes sense,
my
right?
God. Yeah, it makes so much sense now.
See,
that's
what the prophetic is for. That's what the prophetic is for. And that's what I mentioned, the gatekeepers and the watchmen. You know, you all have to pray for PGN and for the prophets and for the gatekeepers, for everybody, because, you know, the more we are in tune to hear, we hear for you, and the more in tune you're going to be to do what God wants you to do. You see? See that little bit? There's a sacrifice of time spent in the Lord seeking him for you all. And then, you know, not that I'm anything special or any of the prophets are anything special. So we're only vessels, but we need prayer too. So continue praying for us, okay? Because I'm glad that you said that it helped you.
I will continue to pray for you all, but that really shed some light on some things for me, because I don't want to move out of turn. I want it to be him, even if, you know, he might not say move, like you said, or whatever it is. I just want to be led by the Lord, and I thank him for using you to help me to see more clearly concerning that.
Sometimes we go through some things, and then we're able to minister it, because God uses us to go through certain things so that we can give the guidance later on in the spirit. So you see how that works. I'm happy for you. I'm glad that made you feel better, huh?
Now I have peace. I just feel
peace.
Yeah,
always let yourself, be guarded, God guided by thy peace. If something doesn't feel right, don't move. And I would go against that so many times in my early life, you know, because I would go either by what, you know, family would tell me or my husband would tell me. And sometimes, you know, when you know, have a knowing in your spirit, you can't go against it. And the more you seek God, the more you know what he's trying to say. Okay? And the more you delight in him, the more you're going to have a desire. That desire is going to be God's desire. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So that's why I'm saying seek the word more, and you're gonna know what he's trying to tell you. Amen? But always follow that peace. That peace. Don't go against that. Don't ever go against that, because it's the worst feeling. It's like you know that there, it's not there, and it's like, what happened? And you have to trace back your steps to look at what happened there, and you go, oh, okay. You connect the dots, you see? So yes. I'm happy for you. Is there a testimony you want to share or something that happened that will, you know, give the listeners a word of encouragement?
I just, like I said, I'm excited about the word that I just got, and I just pray that you be encouraged and that you know that God is using you, even, you know, if you, even if you have some doubts here or there or whatever. I always know that he is using you in a mighty way, and you continue to let him do that. And I just thank God for you on tonight.
Well, I thank God.
And I pray that this be a prosperous year for you in every area of your life, in your family, in your finances, if you're on your job, just whatever endeavor that you have. I just pray that it be prosperous for you.
Oh, God.
In Jesus' name.
And I know God is going to do that for you too. I know he's doing that for you, because as you give to others and you bless others, God gives it to you too. And as you honor others, God gives it to you too. So be blessed, sister. I'm excited for you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right, sister. Well, blessings to you, and I'm glad you called.
I am too. Happy New Year.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. That was Michelle from Texas. Okay. Let me remind everybody that if you want a prayer and prophecy, I'll get to all of you tonight. But please raise your hand and dial 1 so that you could be in the queue. Some people just want to listen, and that's okay. All right. Let me go to the next caller. That one's 251-229. Please state your name and where you're from. 251-229.
Hi, hello, how are you? This is Sarah. Happy New Year.
I know that voice. Happy New Year. I'm glad that you're on. God bless you. Let me pray for you, okay? Give me a moment,
okay.
And I'll. All right. Father God, I thank you for Sarah, Lord. Thank you for that joy that's bubbling up in her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for Sarah, Lord, for what you're doing in her heart, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because she understands that it's not the things that are around her, the circumstances she lives in, but that you are the joy of her life, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for breathing that freshness into her spirit, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for refreshing her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for refreshment. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, I just pray you bless her. You bless her family, Lord. And I pray, Father God, for that newness in her heart, Father God, that refreshing newness in her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Something about your job, something about news about that. And I think it has something to do with that refreshing. I don't know what it is, but it's something that feels refreshing to you. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, the things that are operating in her life to bring that refreshing, that newness. Thank you, Lord. It's almost like in a summer, a hot summer day where we have a glass of lemonade and we're refreshed and it's like, oh, this is good. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Father God, for this year, Father God, for it's a blessing for her, this season that she's entered in, for blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her life and for her family in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, how are you? Well, I thank the Lord for you and that message. My intentions was really to call and say Happy New Year because I, didn't want to take up too much time. But, yeah, I have some interviews set up when it comes down to the job, and I feel refreshed about going on them. And, you know, even if it turns out good or whatever the Lord has in store, that's where the refreshing comes in, and that's where he's using you as his mouthpiece, because I'm like, oh, I'm letting you just go and see what God has in store.
Yeah, I do think that it has something to do with those with the job that you're looking for. I sense that it had to do with the job. So I don't know what that is all about, but God does, and so he's letting you know. Amen. There's
Amen.
A change in you. Change about to even approach you. So be blessed about that. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited that this new season is for good things. Amen. Refreshing. I saw refreshing. It's almost like you were holding a glass of lemonade and drinking it, and you were being refreshed. You were like, ah, this is good. That's what I saw.
And it's
yeah.
true, and I thank the Lord for you, for him using you as his spiritual mouthpiece, because of the fact that whenever it's time for me to get ready and do an interview or something like that, I'm like, thank you, Lord, you know, just for the opportunity. So.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So what he's going to do, I don't know, but good things are coming your way. Expect the good things and stay in the Word, okay? Stay in the Word.
Okay.
And, like I told Michelle, you know, follow that peace. Amen. And how's everything?
Amen.
How was your holidays with your family and friends?
Oh, it was good. It was great. I spent most of the time yesterday in the Word and wanted to bring it in the Word. And I spent most of last night bringing it in the Word. So I said, you know, that's the best way to bring it on in. So
well,
it was
I
nice.
I spent it with Sarah, with my granddaughter, Sarah.
Huh?
A bunch of fun.
Oh.
Funny. Yeah, she's changed so much. Yeah, so it was good. It was different this year. Normally I spend it in the church, but for some reason the Lord had me spending it with family. And that was fun. That was interesting. As the Lord leads, right?
As the Lord leads, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was, we had some people that was like shooting it in or whatever with the guns.
Yeah.
But and fireworks and all that, I thought that was nice. You know, the neighbors did fireworks and they were real nice. But for the most part of it, I just was, you know, praising the Lord for a new year, and I spent it praising him.
Yes, in my parts of where I live, I sense that too. It seems like more joyous. People are being more happy.
Mm-hmm.
Firecrackers. Things like that. You didn't hear that the year before. So I believe that people are learning to, no matter what they're going through, they're joyful. Amen. Ooh, when I said that, I felt something there. The joy. Thank you, Lord. And that's what I believe that you're sensing too, and you're feeling too, that no matter what's going on around you, you're sensing that the joy comes from having the Lord. And there it goes again. I sense that again. I sense that again. That anointing. I sense strong. Whoa, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's awesome. I know you're going through a season, but you know what? God is getting you through that season. That's kind of rough, but he's showing you how it's done through that joy. Amen. And there again, I said that word, and I felt it again. So he's showing you joy. Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Not your circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Through joy. It's God through those circumstances. And sometimes he allows us to go through certain things to show us he's always there. He's the reason why you have the joy. And it's not the things, you can't look at the things around you for that you're going to go through and you're going to be stronger. I don't know what it is that you're going through, but I sense, you know, that every time I say that word joy, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. He's teaching you something valuable, and through all of this, thank you. And you are learning that lesson. You are learning that lesson, and you're drawing closer to him because of it. Thank you, Lord. You know what, Sarah? Not a lot of people learn that lesson. Not a lot of joy. And sometimes they get stuck in the what they see around, and they get bitter, and they get angry. And they get all these emotions that are good, are okay. You know, you have to be angry and sin not, but you don't get bitter. And so you may get angry, but it's the way that God wants you to get angry. And I sense that you're learning a lesson here. I can't understand what it is, what you're going through, but God is putting you through something, and you're accepting it. You're allowing it, and because you're allowing it, he's teaching you something through all of this. Okay?
Amen.
And
amen.
I've seen a lot, and I even see it through some members of my family and friends and people around my surroundings. You know, some people get bitter when certain circumstances happen to them, and instead of, you know, running to the Lord and allowing God to get them through. And it also shows how much you trust him. Because when we're going through, it's God's way of showing us, you know, him testing us out to see what's in our heart, so we can see what's in our heart. And it's rough, but you're going through it with joy, and you're drawing closer to him, and you're not drawing away from him. And that's good. That is good. I sense that. I sense that you're doing the right thing. God bless you, sister.
God bless you. God bless you, and may you have a blessed and prosperous new year, and may the Lord continue to bless you and your family.
Amen. Amen. Likewise. Is there anything you want to, like a testimony or anything, before I go to the next caller?
Well, I'm just thankful. I have a birthday that's January the 11th, and I'm just thankful for a new year. I'm just thankful.
Well, happy early birthday. And, man, on the 11th, I remember one year that I prophesied over you, and I saw balloons. And you said, oh, it's my birthday. I'm like, wow. I had seen balloons as I was talking to you. You go, oh, it's my birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday. So it's already a year since that last time. Wow, I didn't get it this time. Although I thought about it, but I didn't say anything. But wow. Wow.
Yes.
Awesome. The 11th. Wow. That's a good day to have a birthday on the 11th of the beginning of the year. Well, happy birthday. May God bless you. And may his face shine upon you and give you peace. And I thank you. Thank the Lord for you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And I thank the Lord for you. And have a blessed night.
Thank you, Sarah. God bless. Okay. That was Sarah. Sweet Sarah. All right. I'm going to my next caller, and this one is 252725. And your name and where you're from. Please state your name and where you're from.
My name is Vicki, and I'm from Newport. And actually, I think my sister is on the line as well. And if we could, I don't know if you can do her and myself at the same time, but if you can't, you can go to her if you would first. I think she's
okay.
On the line.
Okay. I mean, I can do you first and then her. I mean, well, let me see. But remember, when we talk, let's give a little bit of time, because sometimes it overlaps and it echoes. So let's see how it goes. If it echoes too much, I'll have to take one at a time. But let's try it, okay? I think it's the same area code?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a minute, and I'll try to get her on. Oh, that's
interesting. And if you want to...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want to, you can take her first, if that's
okay.
Okay, if you can't do it the right way.
Okay, I'll try both of you. Let me see if it works. Okay. 252-723, your name and where you're from?
This
Hello?
Is Buffy from Newport, North Carolina.
Are you Vicki's sister?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Vicki. Buffy?
Hi.
Okay. Vicki, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Okay, I'll begin with Buffy. Allow me a moment so I can pray over her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Buffy. Lord, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because she stands, and thank you, Lord. You know, Buffy, I believe that the Lord is showing you some things. And don't take this in a bad way. It's a good thing, because sometimes when God shows us things, you know, a way that we're going, you know, he shows us, hey, no, back up. This is the way you're supposed to go. And it's because he loves us so much. And he's showing you, he's directing something that you went somewhere, and that he's pulling you over here. He's showing you, and he's doing it in a loving way. And it's good, because it's going to bear fruit in your life. I thank you, Lord, for bearing fruit in Buffy's life. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now in leading and guiding her, Father God. Because you love her so much, you want her to know that you are leading her in these ways. And you don't want her to go in certain paths, because you don't want the enemy to destroy her in any way. I thank you, Father God, because she has listening ears. Her ears listen to her, the voice of her father and the voice of a stranger she doesn't hear. I thank you for her, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the sisterhood between her and her sister, Vicki, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the unity, the bonds that are becoming stronger in their lives. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because of what the enemy tries to do against them. Father God, you don't allow it, because their love is stronger. I thank you for the love. I thank you, Father God, for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you for family bonds in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for guiding in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Buffy, you there?
Okay. I'm here.
Talk to me, Buffy.
Oh, this is my first time, so.
That's great.
Yeah, this is my first time, so I'm not sure what to say.
Okay.
As a family, we just lost our mom in April, and
okay.
We sold the house this week, and we're trying to move everything out, and we're overwhelmed. We actually have lost 7 people since April.
Oh,
friends and family. And none of them was to COVID. Just three, it was our mom and then two of her best friends, and they were like our second mom. And now we've lost the house, and we're moving everything out, and we're overwhelmed. We're just full of emotions, and I broke down and cried today. You know, it has been very difficult right now. And Vicky and I have a very strong bond, and I love her so much, and she's going through a lot. She's lost her husband. How long ago, Vicky?
2017.
And she lives in the house, and we're having to move her somewhere else, and it's kind of where she wanted to live. She's happy, but it's just, we're just going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I believe that God is going to correct some things so that he guides you. And that's what I was sensing. Well, let me explain how, being that you're a first-time caller.
Yes.
We're on PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and Prophet Randy is the head of the ministry. And he's a prophet, and he has other ministers like me. On different days, and we minister to the people of God, and we give you a word as the Lord leads, not what we want, but what the Lord leads us. And sometimes that word will help you in something that you may be going through, or a leading, or a correction, or something, but it's to better your life so that you can move ahead and be guided by God. Okay, because what we get is from the Lord, and a lot of times it'll be a confirmation of what's already happening. Sometimes it's something that is still in the future that will happen, mm-hmm. and so you pray over the words that we give you. The God guides you in whatever it is that you're going through, or a decision, or whatever. And so basically that's, and there is teaching. Many times we'll give a little teaching at the beginning. Prophet Randy does that from Monday through Thursday. And we have communion on Thursdays. And we partake of communion there for, you know, our sins and remembering the Lord's Supper. And so there's ministry almost every day. Either awesome. Through Prophet Randy or any of us. And so at any day, if you need prayer or whatever, you can call in and we'll pray for you. And so we're very united here. We love our PGN family, and we're here to help you and to minister to you in your needs, okay? So
thank
I just
you.
Want to give you a little bit of
a blessing.
Yes, we want to be a blessing, and it's all God. And so give him all the glory, because he's the one that is orchestrating all of this. It's not us. We're only vessels, but we praise the Lord for how he uses us. We thank him for that, because, I mean, he could be using anybody else, right? And so it is awesome, because we get these words, and we're like, we don't know. We're just giving what the Lord gives us, and it's awesome to be part of that, to be a blessing to somebody, to hear what God is saying, you know, to their life. And I tell you, I'm more blessed just hearing all of this, you know, and what he shows me. And so let's get back to the word. And I do understand how you feel. I just lost my mom in August, too. And I know that's not easy. And I also have a father that is not well, and he's not doing too well. So we're trying to give him all the love that we can now. And so we understand, and we understand, you know, that when they pass along, there's some transitions and things that we sometimes need to put in order, that sometimes they left out of order. And so the Lord is going to guide you. My advice to you, as the Lord leads me, is to continue reading the word, and he'll illuminate your path, and he'll give you peace. And let me pray over you and understanding what's going on in more details now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see the things that are going through these sisters through the house. and all the decision making. Father, I pray that this transition of moving, of getting the monies for getting things done, Lord, and we just pray, Father God, that you put other people alongside of them to help them and to guide, lift these burdens up, Father God, by helping them, Father God. I just pray that, Father God, that they just take it one day at a time. I pray, Father God, that you help them to put one foot in front of the other, that this too will pass, that this too will pass. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that I thank you for that bond that you were showing me of these sisters, Father God, that you're making even stronger, Father God. I thank you for that. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Lord. And, it's a season of heartache because we lose a parent, but I pray, Father God, you give them peace. And that this season that they grieve for their parents, that, Father God, that you help them to grieve in a healthy way where the enemy doesn't come in to try to take advantage of them in any way, Father God, in their emotions, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you breathe, Father God, in their lives, in their hearts, Father God, the breath to breathe daily, that to take one breath at a time, one step at a time to make it, and this too will pass. I thank you, Father God, for a turnaround in this whole situation. Guide them by the hand. Lead them, Lord. Lead them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, Buffy, is there anything in particular you need prayer for?
My four kids, none of them are serving God at this time, but they all were raised in church and they were raised right, but their father was very abusive and they've been through a lot, and they're all rebellious right now. They're adult children, but they know better. They were raised, they went to a private school. I did my best to have a Christian home, but it was difficult with being abused. And I tried to raise them up in the way they should go. But right now, I can give you my kids' names. My daughter's name is Mikkel, and then Christian, Daniel, and then Michael.
Okay.
And right now, my son Daniel is trying to be a transgender. And he won't even speak to me, because basically they're rejecting Jesus in me.
Well,
but I give it to the Lord, and I know they're going to come back into the fold.
Well, I had a friend that was praying for the longest time for her family. And as she was praying for her family, one night they all went with her to a service. And do you know they all got born again that one night? And God has these moments with each one. Yeah. And so don't think that your prayers are not heard. The Lord hears, but there's intercession to be done. Sometimes we have to fast because some things, you know, in these, in our family or friends or whoever you're praying for, some things are rough to get out of them, and you need to pray and fast, okay? And to break down whatever that is.
For sure.
I'm not sure if you pray in tongues.
I do.
But okay, well, pray as you're praying for them, pray in tongues. And it helps you, and it also helps you to pray the perfect prayer as you pray for them. Pray in the understanding, pray in tongues, fasting. They will come, you know. You believe, you trust in the Lord, and he will do what you're asking, as you also, because, you know, he hears our prayers as we're walking in righteousness. And the word of God says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, right? And so us praying and being in accord with you also helps you to get them, you know, where they need to. So let me pray for you. And, yes, I'm sure that there's many mothers online that are going through that, and they understand your heart. So we'll lift you up right now and your children. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Fluffy's children, Father God.
Oh, for you,
you know that she's loved you, Lord, and she's taught her children in the way that they should go, Lord. And her trust is in you, that you're going to bring them to that place, Father God. And, Lord, your words say that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And, Lord, there's many righteous online right now. Buffy's a righteous. I am a righteous. And we're all lifting them in prayer. We pray Mikael and Christian, Daniel and Michael, Father God. We lift these children, these adult children, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, that you do a miracle in their lives, that
miracle.
You draw them to, that you use people, Father God, to minister to them in ways that maybe their mother was not able to touch them, Father God. But I pray that you use other people to touch their hearts, to draw them to you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you touch them right now, wherever they're at, whatever part of the world they may be, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you speak to them in dreams and visions, Father God, that they'll know that you love them so, Lord, and help them to say, yes, I surrender my heart to the Lord, that they say, enough, I'm tired of this way I'm living. I want to give my heart to God. I just pray you bring them to that place, God. Touch them, and the Lord, place a hedge of protection around them, watching over them, Father God, day and night. I thank you for Buffy, Lord. Bless her, Father God, and touch her heart to let her know that you're moving. That you're moving. Give her, Father God, a sign to let her know so her heart will be at peace that you are seeing what her children need, Father God, that you are their God, and you're watching what they're doing, and you're there. You're working in their lives. Bless this family, Father God. Bless this family, especially now that they've lost a loved one. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. I don't know what it is exactly, Father God, but I pray that this whole situation with the mother of Father God passing away, I pray that you use that to touch their hearts so that they know their mother loves them and that there is a legacy, a godly legacy that you want to leave them also, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing. Move in their lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And any finances that they have, God, Lord, I pray that you supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome, Buffy, for coming and joining us tonight. That's awesome that this is your first time. Is it Vicky's first night, too?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
You've been with us for a while, huh?
I have.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know already how this happens in our PGN family, how we pray for one another, and we're there for all of you. Okay? So,
right.
You know,
right.
It's awesome you're calling on the first day of the year of this.
I know.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky, do you need any prayer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As much as I can get. Well, let me see. This is the thing. I try real hard to keep, you know, a smile. The smile in my heart is always here, but the smile on my face is less and less and less. And I try to have a good attitude, but I've had a lot happen. And since 2012, the devil went after my husband with some medication a doctor gave him. I had to go through all that, and then because my husband's mind changed, and he became a totally different person. And, of course, the Lord in his mercy let me find out. I poured it down the sink. 8 weeks later, he's back to normal. And then we ruined our life. We really did. We sold everything and moved to North Dakota, which was really stupid. My idea. So then in 2017, I lost him, my dad, my aunt, my other aunt, my cat, moved.
So
I don't know how many times now. I lost my mom. Everybody is dying on me, and, you know, my health isn't good. Of course, that, you know, that's partially my fault because I'm diabetic, and but my eyesight is really bad. And then I had an accident and hit my head, and now it's worse. And I just, everything is just like, I'm like, okay, because I remember one day I was singing Jesus, Lover of My Soul, and it's that part, you know, we sing the song, but do we really mean it? If our world falls, are we going to still love him? You know, and my answer, when I said I do to the Lord, I do. But I am at my wit's end with pain. I'm so tired of hurt. One right after another, it's like this relentless wave of grief. And I want so desperately to rise above it. And it's getting harder and more difficult. I do try, and I do still love God. I love him so much. But it's just, phew, I'm like, Lord, will it ever stop? Is it ever going to stop? And I just, that is what I need prayer for, I guess, is just to keep the smile not only in my heart, but I want the smile on my face back. I want it there, you know, because that's your smile on your face is a temporary thing, circumstantial thing, and I want my circumstances to be a little bit better than they are now. I really do, and I'm so tired of hurt and. You know, and I think that, you know, and then watching my family hurt, you know, and that kind of thing. I just want some circumstances to change, just to change. Yes.
But, you know.
Because I don't know how much more I can take.
You know,
I'm
hurting
sorry.
Is not being, God sees your tears, and the Word of God says that he bottles them up.
Bottles.
He takes your tears up, and it's in the Word. And so
yes, it is.
God is concerned also. He sees your tears, and he's moved with your tears too. But he doesn't want us to be stuck either, you know, because the enemy sometimes with grief and pain and sorrow, he tries to confuse us, and he tries to lie to us, and we're like, we can end up being like stuck, right? And that's his tactic. Mm-hmm. And there is grief. I mean, don't get me wrong. You have to grieve because that's part of the healing process. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But be careful that you don't get stuck. I remember hearing this one lady pastor and how she was going through so many things. She had gone through a divorce, bad news about her husband being a homosexual, and he was a pastor. And a lot of things, you know, that the church didn't treat her right. It was like a rejection, a pain, sorrow, a lot of things. Then her parents died, and she got into depression and didn't even realize it. And so finally the Spirit of God showed her, you're depressed, and this is coming from the enemy. There's nothing wrong with, you know, being sorrowful about, you know, we love our family, we love our friends, we love, you know, our aunts and our schools and all that, but don't allow the enemy to go over, because even me, I was going through a situation, and I opened my mouth, and God wants us to be careful with what we say with our mouth. I found myself saying, oh, this situation is so sad, and I started crying, and it was like uncontrollable crying. And then the Holy Spirit, I closed my eyes and I asked the Lord for help. And the Lord showed me that it was, you know, a spirit of sadness because of what had come into my mouth. And I was like, what? And so the Lord told me, rebuke that, cast that out. So even in the midst of your sadness and depression, you know, be careful because depression is from the enemy. Yes, you are sad, you're grieving. Be careful what comes out of your mouth because that gives the enemy an open door. He doesn't care. He doesn't care that you're suffering. He doesn't care that you're going through all these stuff. So in our prayers, you need to stand up and you need to come against all these things. It's attacks. And so you come daily, and you stand, and you stand. And sometimes God allows you to go through these things to test us, to show us, to make us stronger. And sometimes we stay longer in those valleys because we're not understanding what it is that the Lord is trying to do through us, you know. And so, yeah, you go through valleys because these things are normal in life. We go through season, but be careful you don't stay in a season that the enemy is putting you in, because he'll use it to your disadvantage and to his advantage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying not to grieve, because that is important, because if you don't do it now, it's going to come knocking at your door later on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It does. It will. If you try to stuff all that stuff down, later on, it'll come back up, and it might come out worse. And some people don't understand why.
Oh, I don't stuff anything, that's for sure.
Yeah, you present it to the Lord. You present it to him, and you give it to him, and he guides you. And then there's maybe a season that you go through it, but it's always for you to grow and learn something too, not for you to be destroyed with it. And that's what the enemy does. So we'll pray for you right now, and I'm so sorry that you're going through all that. I've gone through several family members that passed away. We didn't expect it. It had nothing to do with COVID. And godly people that we love very much, and it was a surprise. So I know what you're sensing and feeling. So let me pray for you, because prayer is powerful. Okay. God hears.
Yes, it is.
God hears. And Father, I lift up my sister Vicky, Lord, from Newport. I ask you, Father God, that you just bring that healing balm into her heart, Father God. That you bring healing in her heart. Only you can do, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you just help her, Father God, through this whole situation. And Father God, that the season that she lived with her ex, with her deceased husband, Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you bring healing in those emotions right now. The things that she's hurting about, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you lift up the spirit of heaviness that's trying to overwhelm her with all this sadness and all this this weightiness, Father God. We bind that spirit of sadness, that spirit of that brings heaviness in her heart. Father God, I command that spirit to go in the name of Jesus, never to come back. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you give her joy for the sadness, Father God. I pray you give her peace in all the turmoil that she's gone through. I pray, Father God, that you give her that joyful laughter, Father God. Fill her with your joyful laughter, Father God. And, Father God, infuse her in those areas that once were filled with sadness. I just pray, Father God, that you clear her mind, Father God, where the enemy tried to bring a dark thoughts in the name of Jesus. We bind those dark thoughts, Father God, that are put there by the enemy. Not because my sister allowed it, but the enemy is trying. But we rebuke him in the name, and we bind those spirits, and we command them to go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the illuminating light, the light of God. Lord, you are light. You are light. You're the light of the world. I pray that you illuminate and shine upon her, Father God. Shine upon her. Give her that peace that she needs right now. Touch her heart, Father God. Touch her mind. And Lord, give her a turnaround. Give her a turnaround in all the things that are happening, Father God. Give her a new season, Father God. A new season, Father God. Let the old be gone and let the new come. Yes, Lord, the newness. Give her freedom, Father God, to move. And Lord, give her new eyes. See what you see. And let her see what you're seeing. Don't let the enemy put any more of those blinders, Father God, allowing her to see what you have already prepared for her. Thank you, Lord. She is a righteous, Father God, and you have a lot of good things in store for her. When that is her heritage. What the enemy meant for evil, you're turning it around for her good. Thank you, Lord, for breaking the bonds that are holding her back. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Bring healing, healing, Father God. Healing, healing, Father God, in her mind, in her emotions. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Bring healing from the inside out, Father God. Bring healing. And, Lord, that give her sweet sleep at night. And, Lord, that all the cares of the world will not overwhelm her, will not weigh her down, Father God. Let her sleep deep sleep, a refreshing sleep, Father God, that she'll wake up in the morning refreshed, revived, renewed, Father God. I pray, Father God, for this new season in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was a heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. You know, we confess the right things. I've seen sisters in Christ that have gone through the similar things as you have, and they stand in the Word, they read the Word, and they get close to the Lord, and you'll be surprised how things will start coming off that the enemy tried to put on you, okay, in layers. I've prayed, but there's more coming, okay? And as you seek him more, that's going to come off, you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know what? For some reason, I've been dealing with a lot of people, ministering to people about these things. So apparently the Lord is doing something in this season with many people that are weighed down. And it's the enemy. There's all this stuff with coronavirus, and all this stuff is bringing this heaviness on people, that it's coming from the Lord, but they don't reckon. They think it's just the coronavirus. It is the enemy, okay? And so I feel that there's going to be a double blessing for you, your this family, for your family.
Amen.
Get your number. I'm saying almost the same numbers, and I'm like double. There's blessings, double blessings. So
yes,
be looking for that. And as you pray, keep in mind what's been prophesied and preached over you, and continue praying over that and seeking the word. That is like putting water to a seed, that it grows more and more, and you'll be amazed at what God is going to be doing. You'll be amazed. But you do your part from the inside out. Allow God to work on your inside, and helping you to correct what needs correcting and what doesn't line up with his word, okay? And so as you do it more, it's almost like you line up to that alignment with God, okay? And things start happening. And I believe it's already started, okay?
Okay, I believe too. Amen.
I've already started.
Amen.
Continue praying. Go on Wednesday, on Thursday, Prophet Brandy does communion. I tell you, that is awesome. I can't tell you how many times I'll take communion, and it just like breaks things off of you. It breaks things off of you. What the enemy wants to do against your life, he can't. You take a piece of bread and a little bit of grape juice, and you just do communion before the Lord. Okay? There's protection, there is a deliverance, there's so many things as we remember him and remember what he did on the cross for us, okay?
Yes.
There's layers and layers of things that we probably have been carrying since we were children. And I mean, no fault of our parents. Sometimes, you know, they raise us the best way they can. But, you know, the things of the world, other people, you know, as we're things, even inside of our mother's womb sometimes, the enemy starts trying to bring bondage in our lives, you know. And I believe that as you keep on and keep moving forward from the inside out, not from the outside in, not through religious work, because that's not going to get you anywhere.
No.
You know, God wants to let him cultivate your garden, and that's because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are his garden, and he wants to see that garden beautiful with the seeds of life. There's in Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
No law.
And those belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And then it goes on. So the inside of us has to look like. Okay? So as we line up with the things of God, we start looking more and more like him. Walking, not in a religious way, but from the inside out, allowing him to put those seeds, and those seeds will grow as we start seeking him more, reading his word, or aligning our lives to what he wants with his instruction, okay, through his Holy Spirit. And others will begin to see that. Your family will begin to see that. Your children will begin to see that. People around you, and then they're going to be provoked to jealousy, and they're going to say, I want some of that. How do I get some? But even the world knows the real deal. They know the real deal. I mean, you can't fool God, and you can't fool some people either. The world knows what's real, and they can sense it. You can fool them for a little while, but not forever. But when they see the real deal, they'll want it. And that's when God will use you to start ministering to those around you. I believe there's freedom and deliverance coming your way. More and more.
Amen, sister. Amen. Amen. We'll take
Is
that.
Any... You'll take that. I take that, too.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
I have that.
Is there anything else you would like to say or for anything else before I go to my next call?
I don't. Becky, do you?
For taking this time and allowing the Lord to use you, you're a blessing, and I thank God for
you. Oh, you and girls are a blessing. And come
and God
to
has
so
all the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
The glory is His. None of us do anything without Him. Come this week and get to meet Prophet Randy. He's an amazing man. Amen. And so you have a wonderful week.
You are so right about in the womb, because my ex beat me when I was pregnant with all four of my kids. And as he was beating on me, the verbal abuse that he was saying towards the child actually came to pass. He said
pregnant
with Daniel that I was raising the faggot and all these things. My son becomes a transgender. So it is so true that it happens in the womb. Satan starts then.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have been through a lot, but they're going to come back. They know God. I mean, their names are Christian. They all have accepted Christ when they were little, and I know they have a high calling on their lives, and that a mighty testimony. When they come back, I'm so excited because I've seen them. I've had a vision of all four of my kids worshiping at the altar. Their shoes are off because they're standing on holy ground. And they're in work clothes, blue jeans and T-shirts, and they're workers of Christ. I've seen it, and I know it will come to pass, but it still, I'd like to see the manifestations. It hurts. My son won't even talk to me. Didn't even call me to say Merry Christmas or nothing. My birthday, nothing. Thanksgiving, nothing. And it hurts. Because all I've done is love him. So, but it does happen in the womb. They get damaged as infants.
Yeah, but nothing is impossible for the Lord. The Lord is with us. The Lord protects us. And the enemy knows it, and he knows how far he can go. And he knows that he has to be real careful because there's danger for them. And God says, don't worry. I got you covered. So walk with the Lord, and he will protect you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, God bless.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord. All right. I have 870-415, your name and where you're from. 870.
My name is Siobhan. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Can't hear.
Yes, I can
Hello?
Hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, my name is Siobhan.
Okay, when you said it again, it broke up.
My name is Shavonda. Can you hear me?
Shavonda. You said your name is Shavonda. Where are you from, Shavonda?
Arkansas. I've been on PGN before.
You have? Well, welcome again. Thank you for calling on PGN. I'll
yeah,
put you on mute for a moment.
To Randy. I can tell him about some stuff, but what is your name? Because I want to thank God for you because that last prayer you just prayed for that lady, you said her name was Tajia or something. I thank God for that because I feel the whole Holy Spirit, like, I don't know what that lady went through, but I felt it all over me. Like, you know, I'm just saying I want to thank God for that.
Amen. Well, let me pray for you first, okay? And I'll put you on mute so that we won't have an echo. All right. Father God, I pray for Shavonda from Arkansas. And I thank you, Father God, for her. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the straightening of the crooked roads, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because those things that are crooked are lining up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because Shavonda is in agreement with you, Father God, and she desires what you desire. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for making the crooked things straight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for her path is becoming straight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise your holy name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray for that situation that she's in. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you help her, Father God, that you help her, Father God, to move those things that are hindering her. For those hindrances, Lord, remove those hindrances, Father God, that are not allowing her to go where you want her to go. Remove those hindrances in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Her heart is for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remove those hindrances in Jesus' name. Shavonda, you there? Shavonda?
I had muted it because I know you
okay.
told me to mute it, but you muted it. But yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. Talk to me, Shavonda. I haven't heard you before, so you talked with Prophet Randy then.
I got out of prison 9/9/21.
Okay.
I joined PGN in like maybe 2019 maybe. And you know, they helped me through a lot. And I lost my mother right after I got out of prison. She died October 7th, 2021 and
Give me a moment. I need to do something. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every witchcraft prayer prayed against us in any way, form, or fashion. I command that those spirits to go and anyone that's on the line that's using witchcraft to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you save them, that you save these people. I pray you save them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be proven to be in the wrong. Father God, I thank you, Lord, because you protect us, that those that are wicked will know there is a living God, Father God, I pray that you open their eyes, that they will see. I pray you open their eyes before calamity upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm sorry, I had to stop for a moment because I sensed that.
No, I believe that because I've been having bad dreams too. And, and actually, I felt it. It's the same thing you felt. I just didn't say nothing. But I felt the headache. I felt everything that they were trying to do. But you know what? Thank you for praying that and the bad dreams, but also what's coming against me. Now I feel the headache.
Yes. Well, look, you just pray for Shavonda, Father God. I bind those headaches, those demonic headaches, any curses that has been placed on her, word curses. Father God, we break those off of her in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Father God. And it's also not you. It's also people that are, they come on the line and they think we don't know, that we're not aware of their devices, but they're putting themselves in danger and they don't realize that they can't go, you know, touching God's people. They put themselves in great danger when they do that, because they walk in ignorance and they don't understand. They walk in ignorance and it's going to come on them. Yeah, it comes when you are walking right with the Lord. It ricochets on them, and they got to understand that God loves them, but God is a God of that will deal with their sin. And he's long suffering, but he gets mad. He gets mad when people do things and they put themselves in grave danger and they can't be doing that. So whoever it is, you know, God loves you. You come and God will bless you, but you can't come, you know, cursing God's people. Don't do it.
I would never do that because I would curse myself and I would never do that.
Well, believers know better. But when people are like that, they don't know the God we serve. They don't understand the God that we serve. And they can't, but they're learning now. They're learning now. And so, okay. So getting back to you, I'm sorry. I had to take that moment to address that.
No, it's okay. I felt that it's gone. It's totally gone. And I praise God. Yeah, you try to hit me in my shoulder too, but it's gone too, and it's all the way gone. So, ma'am, you can go ahead.
Well, I saw what I was seeing was, you know, there were some crooked paths, but God was making them straight. So I understand now what you were saying. That you were saying about that you had spoken with Prophet Randy. And Father God, I just pray for this sister, for Shavonda. Lord, I pray that you help her, that you place people in her path, Father God, to help her, to encourage her, to help her, Father God, to grow in you, Lord, more and more each day. Bless her, Father God. Give her open doors and close the doors that are hindering her from walking close to you, Lord. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask this in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there anything you want prayer for, Shavonda?
Pray over my womb.
I'm sorry?
Will you pray over my womb?
Okay. What is particularly what you want prayer for?
The reason why I asked you to pray for my womb is because I just feel like you can, and I just feel like you should do it. I don't know. I ain't going to say I don't know. I'm just not going to speak it over the airways, but I'm going to ask you, can you pray over my womb?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Shavonda to you. You heard her prayer request, Father God. We just lift that up to you in the name of Jesus. And she wants prayer for her womb. Father God, whatever that is, Lord, we just pray for her. We ask you, Father God, to touch her right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And amen.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, ma'am. What's your name again?
Miss Carmen.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I'll be going to the next caller. And God bless. You have a wonderful week. All right. Okay. Our next caller is 323-572. Your name and where you're from.
Frida. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Frida from Los Angeles?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Frida up to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your touching her eyes and you're letting her see the things that she had not seen before. Father God, you're illuminating her, Father God, so that she can see. She can see, Father God, she's seeing the truth. Father God, she's seen the truth, and that truth is setting her free. Father God, thank you, Father God, for opening her eyes to that situation and helping her to see the things you want her to see. Yes, Lord. She is not blinded to what's going on, and she sees in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Frida, hi.
Yes.
Happy New
Year. Hi.
How are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Talk to me. What would you like? Would you like prayer about something particular, or would you like to give a testimony?
Overall, and I don't know if you remember, but I had called in. I think Randy was on. It was probably, I think it was maybe a Tuesday or maybe a Wednesday night I had called in, and I had told Randy about a dream that I had had. And I think you were actually on that night too.
Refresh me. We pray for so many people sometimes I forget.
You was actually like on to for him to pray over you. And then he asked you, what did you think about the dream that I had, and you had kind of spoke over what you thought about the dream.
I think I remember now. I think I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happened?
Well, my big sister had actually called my aunt, and she asked her, is there anybody in the family that practices witchcraft? And mm-hmm. so my aunt, she's my last living aunt. She said, well, I promised or I said that I would never say or I would never say any, tell anyone's name. And she said, well, why is that? She said, because I said I would never say, and she said, is there anyone deceased or is there anyone alive? She said, I promised that I wouldn't say. And she said, well, what does that mean? She said, I just don't want to talk about it or something. In so many words, that's what she said. And when my sister had asked her, you know, she didn't get the, you know, answer that she was wanting. And she said, well, why wouldn't she just, you know, be forthcoming and answer? And she just, for whatever reason, didn't want to mention or talk about it or say anything. So I'm not sure exactly if that means that, you know,
you don't have to know the details of everything. You don't have to know the details of everything. You got all you need to know is that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We don't focus on what the enemy does because the enemy is a liar. The enemy tries to do things, and he lies. And he tries to make you think that he's greater and more powerful. We don't focus on the enemy. We focus on God, because God is the creator of the whole universe, of everything. He created you. He knows the truth. He's the only one that can set people free. Okay?
Right.
So we practice, we focus on God and give him the glory, because he's doing
yeah.
it and setting you. And the reason why you call that night and you got some freedom and you got some revelation of what's really going on. But don't focus on that. Focus on God, on what God is trying to show you, that he is
right.
setting you free. He's the one that's there. All this stuff can keep on going, but that has nothing to do with what God is doing. The enemy is always trying to reinvent and do different things to try to get you sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked
yeah.
with none of that. I break right now. I feel those curses right now in the name of Jesus. I break those curses off of every caller on the line, and whoever's operating a witchcraft, you better stop, because the Lord is going to deal with you. The Lord is going to deal with you. Lord, I just pray for protection for all the believers on the line. I thank you, Lord, for that. I break all curses, hexes, vexes, jinxes, and bewitchments in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, go ahead, Frida. All right. So, you know, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God is for us. He's not against us. And these things happen. The word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That means that there's weapons that are going to be tried to be formed. But those that are forming them, to those that are forming them. Mm-hmm. So don't focus on that. Focus on God. Focus on what he's doing. You know, that's always around, and that's the enemy with his fluff. But God is greater. God is awesome. God is powerful. He says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he sets a standard against them. And his banner over us is love. He protects us with his love. And that's what I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show, that we're going to see the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, and those that are walking in wickedness. Calamity comes for them when they don't want to repent and they're walking in that wickedness. But for those that are righteous, God protects. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. What would you like prayer for, or would you like to say something to bring encouragement to the listeners?
Just overall prayer and about different directions of different choices that I'm going to be making really soon. And I just, you know, just want to make sure that I'm making the right decision as far as that is concerned. I don't want to make a choice for something and want to make a choice, and then it might not be the right choice, but I'm making the choice because I think it's best for me, but I want to make sure that that's what God wants for me, not for what I think is best for myself. That sounds right.
Well, I don't know if you heard me talking to one of the sisters earlier, and she had a choice that she needed to make. And I'll give you the same advice. As you move forward in those choices, you pray, you continue praying. I'll be praying for you tonight. But always follow the peace of God within you. And as you follow the peace of God, that'll show you when you're making a decision. Like I mentioned to her that I was going to move. But then as I got boxes, I realized that I didn't have peace about it. And then when I got rid of all the boxes, I had peace again. So I realized God didn't want me to move. And sometimes he'll place people, godly people, to say something, and you'll know. Or he'll make you'll start moving into it, and you lose your peace, or you have more peace about it. Always follow that. Follow the peace of God. And as you seek the word, he shows you through his word. He'll give you a glimpse of different things, and he'll show you how to connect the dots of what he's trying to tell you. But if you're not seeking him,
then you're not, you know, what will you know? You won't know anything. You'll be, you know, in the dark. But as you see God's word, you'll be in the light, and he'll guide you, your path with his light, with his guidance, with his direction. Okay?
Amen.
So
I've been kind of going back and forth of precisely what I wanted to do. When I was first introduced to this line, Deborah was the one that prayed over me with the whole mm-hmm. issue. The issue actually had something to do with fibroids, and mine were really severe at one point. And mm-hmm. So I was going forward to find what procedure is best for me. And so I'll be doing that this coming Monday. And I just want to make sure that I'm making the right decision and I'm not moving too fast because of, you know, like all the problems that they cause.
I mean, doctors are good, but also look into the natural. Sometimes what we're eating cause different things in our body can cause anywhere from acne to a bunch of other things, to cancers, a bunch of things. And so as you read, you read about these things, you can, you know, learn to eat better. Eat because, I mean, they can help. And then if you're not changing your eating habits, they'll come right back.
Yeah.
You know? So eating different fresh fruits and vegetables, things that are natural to your body, that are alive, not dead foods, that are in packages, you know, things like that. Look into that and study that and see what you can find about that. I wouldn't discard the doctors because they can check you and they see in detail what's going on. I mean, you know, doctors are amazing and, you know, God bless them. But there's things in the natural that you can do to also help you in your body. And as you do
that. Yeah, because I recently got an ultrasound. And so mm-hmm. there are a total of like 6 fibroids,
mm-hmm.
and they're like pretty big. And
hormonal imbalance, and the foods that we eat, the dairy and things like that, that can also increase that too. So, I mean, working alongside with your doctor and learning about these things and eating healthy. God will help you as you continue praying and asking God. We'll pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up our sister right now. We pray, Father God, for those hormonal imbalances. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you just touch her right now and give her wisdom as to what she needs to eat, what she needs to do to bring her body back into the natural state that you have given it to her, Father God. I just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you just, we take authority over those hormones, Father God, and we command them to line up and be balanced in Jesus' name. Be balanced in Jesus' name. And I just pray, Father God, you give her wisdom and show her what it is that's causing all this, Father God. Give her wisdom and how to eat. We give her wisdom, Father God. And we pray for her doctors, Father God, that they will be good doctors to help her, Father God, to give her good advice and guide her, Father God, and to get back to getting healthy, Father God, where she feels better, where her hormones are balanced. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you. Protecting those doctors, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Is there anything
else?
Thank
you so much for.
No,
that's it, pretty much. And I thank you for praying for me, and God bless you.
God bless you. And again, you know, God will give you peace as you seek your doctors and they tell you what to do. You know, always seek that peace in your inner man, you know, that you know, okay, this doesn't sound right. I don't feel peace about this. And the more you do it, the more you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit guiding you in the right way to go.
then you hear him more. But that's something that we develop as we grow in the Lord, okay? And we pray for you, but God's taking you and guiding you now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want prayer for?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you, Lord, for my sister. Have a wonderful week. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. I have other callers on the line. If you'd like to be prayed for tonight, some have come in and out, but I don't see anybody with any raised hands. I'll take a moment to play a song. If somebody else wants to be ministered to tonight, just dial 1 and you'll be placed in the queue. God bless. One moment here. Thank you. That was Trust by Hillsong. Okay. I see a hand up. The number is 831-596. I'm not sure if I had talked to this one before. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Noelle in California.
Hello, Noelle. God bless you. Give me a moment. Let me pray for you. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Noelle to you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Noelle's life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the calling that you have over her life. Thank you, Lord, for helping her, Father God, for guiding her, Father God, as to go how to go about this call, Lord. The changes in this call, Lord, the things that you're doing, Father God, in her, Lord. I just thank you for that call in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Nicole?
Noelle.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah,
thank you for praying for me.
Are you in ministry or has the Lord talked to you about that?
You know, I mean, God's had me in sort of a ministry purpose in a very quiet way, you know, not in a corporate way, not in, up until, I mean, the last few years, I was a caregiver, and so it really kind of came to a stop. But for years, God had me pretty much working one-on-one, and it was kind of like, you know, I'd get up and be like, okay, who today? Kind of thing just between me and God. You know, it wasn't a big production. It wasn't a big deal. And it was about feeding the hungry. And, mm-hmm. Years ago, I just had a big vision. Food centers. And I live in an area that's agricultural, and so there's a lot of Hispanic families here, a lot of people that, you know, are living, it's expensive in relation to other areas to live, and people living below poverty, mm-hmm. and it's just an issue, you know, and the same thing with drug addicts and alcoholics on the streets. We have a huge homeless thing, and man, I could see the food trucks. I mean, I could hear them backing up, right, in my head, one day, I just started crying to God. I'm like, because I was broke. I didn't have the money, and I thought, having compassion doesn't feed anybody. Why do you give me this desire and not the means, Because I thought, I just, in my mind, it was like, all or nothing, right, And, God had shown me, I believe very clearly, one sandwich a day. One sandwich a day, whether it was, going to a McDonald's and catching somebody on the street and praying for them, getting food or just giving them food, whatever, but that was for years. Like I said, up until a few years ago, when I was a caregiver for my mom and then she passed, I think that there's been a lot of on my heart with homeless and with addicts and alcoholics and their families and, the people that are food, you know, need food, that kind of thing, the hungry. You know, so there's been like a heart thing there, you know, and like a private calling, I think, when God moves your heart, you know, and you just maybe feel more obliged that there's something you're supposed to do, you know. I mean, it was on a daily basis. It was like, you know, I'd get in my car and not always know where I was going to be going. You know? I mean, but I just felt like I didn't know what else God wanted me to do that day, except for if I could do that. I felt like I did something, you know.
I sense that. That's why I said something about change. You don't have to have a ministry where you have to be in a church or have a church. Ministry is, you know, doing what God tells you to do and meeting a need or, you know, ministering to somebody. It doesn't mean that you have a paper that says you're a minister. So
right.
I'm seeing it. As I was praying for you, there's a change. There's a change on how things, like what I was saying at the beginning, of something about change. Something about change. So I believe that God is showing you, is going to show you if he's not already showing you. Sometimes he does. When we minister to you and we speak a word, sometimes it's already been operating in your life and you don't realize it at the moment. And later on you realize, oh, wait a minute. That's what the Lord was talking about. You see what I'm saying? So
you're seeing change,
there's a change.
And you think a major change in my life or a major change in ministry? Did you have any sense on that?
I think it has to do with the ministry, with the way that you minister, that God is doing a change. He's called you to minister.
Yeah.
But there's a change. I don't know how that change, if it's already taking place and you don't even realize that was God doing it through you, but there's a change. And that's what I saw, heard the word change. So I know when you feed people, that's ministry. You're ministering to people. You're ministering to them.
Right.
And so,
you know, and it was very, like I said, it was anything but corporate, you know, and it was anything but, you know, organized or anything like that. It just was really not knowing what else to do and feeling like if I did that, if I, you know, if I didn't know what else to do and I did that, at least, you know, I felt like I was moving in the right direction.
You're
with God,
following
you know,
your heart.
What I need to do. Yeah.
You were following your heart, and you felt like that was what God wanted you to do, and that's okay. That's okay. But I feel like there's going to be a change. Either it took place already, it's starting to take place, and he's guiding you as to how to go about ministering. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know because I didn't get all of it. All I heard was change. You know, there's a change that you are called to minister, and you already confirmed it because you're ministering. That change, I don't know what that is. You continue praying and God will show you what you have to do. It'll be so natural. It's not. When you're seeking God and you're putting him first in all things, everything else, it falls in place. And then you understand certain things when you're talking with God. When you're constantly talking with God, it happens. Okay? And so that's my... Go ahead.
That's interesting because, you know, it's like I said, for the last several years, it's been everything sort of stopped because with my mother getting so sick, you know, it became just a focus there. You know, it's like God take care of my mother, you know, and she had.
Yeah, and you minister to her there too. That's ministry.
Yeah,
I believe when you minister to the sick, you're ministering. So maybe the Lord is taking you to a different path. I don't know. But and I'm sorry for your loss. I know that's hard. Anytime we lose our love, it's hard. It's really hard.
I mean, I went through losing my mom. I went through, I won't go into it. We're on the phone. I can't. I mean, it's so painful to me in the relationship with God and losing my mom. You know, it's like, I don't fault God at all. Believe me. I mean, I know he's great. you know. But it's like he's been so good to me and so faithful to me, you know. And so I was so blessed where, I mean, I had plenty of hardships, believe me, but he was always there, always, you know. And I always saw the miracle in it.
He's been,
you know,
even more there when we go through things, when we go through pain and suffering of any kind. He's even closer to you. You don't notice it because he's carrying you. You don't even realize how close he is to you. But he's there. He's there with you.
I know he was there. But I think when she died, I think there was something in me with, like, what is my belief, even? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I know God's great, and I love him, and, I know I've had this lifetime of seeing all his goodness, but how did this happen? You know, I mean, we all know, like, you know, on a natural, like, nobody lives forever and all that, but there was just something. I just had so much faith at every turn, you know, and she kept getting worse, and calling in tonight for prayer. I haven't been able to pray effectively with God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll talk to him, but I just am so scrambled in, I think, with the loss and the depression, and, you know, it was, you know, traumatic to see, you know, she had ALS.
How long was passing away?
She passed away in the summer of 2020, and she'd been sick a couple years prior to that, and so it, you know, she kept getting worse, and it, you know, I mean, with ALS, it's really, you know, it's evil, you know, I mean, ALS is just, you know, where there's the people, and yeah, thank you. So spiritually, like, losing my mom, you know, there's been a depression, you know, and sadness, like, you know, but there also was sort of this thing, you know, in having a hard time praying, even reading my Bible. Like, you know, I've been, you know, calling into Randy for, you know, probably 10 years, you know. And sometimes others, not often. But, I mean, and I thank God because I can call in and just listen. You know what I'm saying? And that's more than I can do on my own a lot of these days, you know, right now.
You know,
and,
when you're hearing Prophet Randy ministering to other people, if you sense there's something that's for you, you receive it. You say, Lord, I take that. I take that. And anybody else that's listening on, sometimes, you know, God is not a cheap God. God can touch another person while touching you while you're talking. That's how great and awesome he is. Okay.
I know. There's times I'll hear Randy talk, and I'll be like, it's like he's reading my mail, and it's like, what? And he's like,
yeah,
saying,
no,
you know, he's talking to somebody else.
Yeah, no, and everybody wants to talk to him, but, you know, lots of times he gives a word, and the word there is for you, and you don't even know because you're too busy waiting. You know, sometimes we're too busy waiting for our turn to come and to be heard and listened to. But you know what? If you listen to him, the Lord uses him in such
Absolutely.
Awesome ways that you're just listening.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to talk to him because you already got it. How many times haven't I received stuff from the
Absolutely.
Lord because of him ministering to somebody else.
I tune in most nights, or I try to, you know, unless there's something like in life going on, but, you know, I haven't called in to have direct prayer forever, you know, it seems like. Because I do get ministered
with. Oh, you
got to
get that on. It's awesome. I'm telling you, especially the third communion. I think on Thursday, there's something happens. I mean, each week it feels more and more better and better, you know, just taking communion. Because he's putting it in a different perspective where we're really understanding the
I love it, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, I am listening most nights during the week. But you know, he really got on the you know, breaking the bread, and you know, this is your body, and you know, the this is your blood I'm drinking. You know, when he got into the communion, I mean, I was raised Catholic, and communion was something you did every Sunday, you know. And I'm not a Catholic now, but you know, I was raised like that. And his approach and his, like, the depth he goes down in it, the layers, you know, is interesting to me, because I'm sort of, you know, going a place in it that hadn't really even, I never thought,
and
of,
even
you know, hadn't occurred to me.
God uses them in different ways, in healing, with wisdom, counsel. He uses each minister in different ways, some to teach the word, and some are getting, begin one way, and they get better and better and better as the anointing goes in. I don't know. It's almost like being soaked with the anointing, and you get better and better. And so, I mean, I listen in a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And if you can't listen in, listen to the archives, you know, if you can't listen to it at that moment. I mean, God is not restricted by time. I mean, how many times have I heard something? I haven't heard something, and in my spirit, I feel like, wow, that word, that I don't have that problem, but I received that. And do you know that it was for somebody else close to me? And I'll say, you have this, something that Prophet Randall, like one day he said something about gastritis. I don't have problems with that. But I received that. I said, why am I I feel that I have to take this. So I took it, and I was talking to somebody, and I'm like, get yourself checked for this. And sure enough, it was that. It was what Prophet Randy had. So, you know, you don't realize how deep the Lord uses the ministers. You know, when you're in fivefold ministry, that's a gift for the people so that they are blessed. You see?
Absolutely.
I mean, God uses us, each one of us, you know, in different ways. So listen in. Get back into listening to what you know, what the Lord is saying. And your life is going to be even more.
I listen almost every night. It's just my prayer life. You know what I'm saying? It's like listening to, you know, listening to others and, like, kind of seeking my fire through others, mm-hmm. through others, because it's just been like a winter, you know what I'm saying? An emotional winter, and kind of a spiritual winter.
I pray now that I understand what's going on. And I think I know I understand a little bit here. Father God, I pray for Noelle, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for that, the way that you use her to minister. I pray, Father God, that you make it clear to her what she's supposed to minister, how she's supposed to make that change that you're talking about, Lord. Help her to see what that change is, Lord. And, Lord, I take authority over that spirit of depression over her. I pray, I command that spirit of depression to be bound and go in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you give her clarity of her mind and her emotions, Father God. I pray, Father God, you give her that lightness in her spirit, that the Holy Spirit will begin to minister to her in ways that she didn't realize she needed. Father God, I pray that the plugs that the enemy's been trying to put in her ears, Lord, we bind those plugs and we command those plugs to come out of her ears in Jesus' name. And she's going to hear. She's going to hear differently. She's going to hear differently. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking those plugs out of her ears, those spiritual plugs out right now. Thank you. Noelle, just do an act just act like you're taking the plugs out of your ears. And put your hands near your ears and take those plugs out right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's the enemy putting those plugs in your ear. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Anoint those ears, Father God. I pray that your Holy Spirit anoint her ears, Father God, to hear you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Touch her emotions, Father God. Touch her emotions, Lord. Bring healing, Father God. Bring healing, healing, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing, Lord. Lord, and whatever the enemy tried to do to cause her to be depressed because of losing her mother, Father God, I just pray, Father God, you allow her to see her mother in a different light. The things that she had taught her, Father God, that she will begin to walk in those things and remember those things understand that she is a better woman because of the things that she was taught by her mother. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the legacy her mother left her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because she seeks you, Lord, because of the things she was taught. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for the light you're bringing in her, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you're touching her right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I sense the Lord is doing something there. There's like a liberty that's come to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, and we pray for you, but you do your part, okay? Work allowing God to show you things. Help you to align the things that he wants to show you so that your inside, your prayer life, your walk from the inside starts reflecting on the outside. And the more you do that, you're going to see a big change, girl. Now that you don't have that thing in the way, you're going to you're going to hear differently. You're going to, even in your emotions, you're going to sense something different. Okay,
amen.
But keep at it.
Amen.
Leave it there, and it happened. You got to do your part. Okay.
Thank you so much for praying for me. You know, it's so funny because I told you I had a hard time praying, and I told you I call in and listen to Randy, but I don't push one lately. You know what I'm saying? Because of this, and when I was listening to you, I had my finger screen in my phone, not touching one. Like I was so fucking. And I've done it a million times, right? But I was like, oh, you know, it's like in this thing, like where I'm at, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know, you know, and I thought, man, I need the prayer. You know, if I can't pray effectively today, right, I need the prayer effectively by somebody else that would and could, you know, and I really thank you for being on here tonight. I really do appreciate your ministry.
With all the ministers that are on PGN, I mean, even me that I minister, I'm blessed with them too. I mean, each one has something different, you know? And so we're so blessed that we can have a place like this to be ministered to and to walk with
Absolutely.
God and to grow in leaps and bounds.
Absolutely.
You apply yourself,
Absolutely.
Okay?
Oh, okay, thank you again, and God bless you, and thank you so much for praying for me and for being on here tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm more blessed when I do it, and it's all for the glory of God. God is the one to receive all the glory. Remember that.
Amen.
All right. Well,
Amen.
You're blessed.
Okay,
have a wonderful week. God bless.
You too. God bless.
All right. I have another caller. This one is. Wait, let me see. I had another one. No, I guess they took their hands down. All right. 330-983, your name and where you're from.
Hello. My name is Mimi Ford. I'm from Ohio.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
My name is Mimi Ford. I'm from Ohio.
Mimi Ford?
Yes.
All right. Give me a moment so I can pray for you, Mimi. Thank you, Lord, for Mimi, Lord, from Ohio, Father God. Thank you, Joe, Lord. Yerabocho, Itini, Andorovoko, Yerabashandaravakaravosotara, Vikirinyandarovakoshitandaravakai. No, Makirovokoriniandarovakasutandaravakaravishindaravakai. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Mimi's heart, Father God. The difference, the changes, Father God, the changes, Father God, that she is seeing in herself, the things that she's learning, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because she is teachable. Thank you, Lord. She's teachable, and because she knows she's teachable, there's changes happening in her life. Thank you, Lord, for that teachable heart, Lord. Teachable, teachable. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Mimi. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's no longer Mimi that's living, but Christ that lives in her. Thank you, Jesus. And she's getting it, Lord. I thank you, Lord. She gets it. She sees. She sees. She's seeing in a different way than she never saw it before. And it's transforming her. Thank you, Lord. It's transforming her because she has a teachable heart. And the Lord is teaching you, Mimi. The Lord is teaching you. He's teaching you his ways like you never seen before. He's teaching ways that you've never seen before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Mimi, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hello, Mimi.
Yes.
Hey. How are you? Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
How may I pray for you, or would you like to say a word?
Can you pray for my finances? I have some money being held up. And for my family to be closer to one another.
Mhm. Thank you, Lord.
And remove any unforgiveness between us, our family.
That's what the Lord was trying to teach you about teachableness. That's it. And he's been dealing with you, and you know it, right?
What about
Do you
family?
Understand? You know, of holding unforgiveness. Do you know that, that the thing that can hold up other things? Okay. And I know that he's about that. He's dealing with you with that. And I know you have a teachable heart, because that's what he was saying. You have a teachable heart, Mimi, and God is showing you about unforgiveness. And the unforgiving heart, it doesn't bother the other person. Where it affects it is in your heart. That's where you become teachable, in your heart. And so God was wanting to show you what things don't belong in your heart. And unforgiveness doesn't belong in your heart. When you release other people, God releases you. Because it's you that it holds on to, not the other person. Okay? And you are set free. When you set them free of whatever they've done to you, God sets you free. Sets your heart free. So that's what God is showing, was showing me. And it came out of your mouth. That's what he's trying to get to. And that's the solution to what you're going through right now. Amen?
Okay.
Well, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for Mimi right now. She understands, Father God, what the being teachable, what it all means. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you touch her right now as she releases these people. Lord, as she releases those that have hurt her, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and as she does, Lord, release her finances and heal her family. Guide them and give them wisdom to know what to do and how to handle the situation, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So now you understand me, right?
Okay. So my finances are being held up because unforgiveness?
Sometimes that happens. I mean, not for everybody, but, you know, when we have certain things in our heart, it's hard, you know. We have to release certain things. And then once you're free, you're free. You're free. So you have to deal with that. Would you like to pray that and release those people? You don't have to mention their names, but you can, you know, address that to God right now if you like. Go for it.
How do I do that?
Just talk to him right now. You tell him, Lord, I release these people that have hurt me.
Lord, I release these people. Lord, I release these people that have hurt me. Please show me how to forgive, because I don't know how to forgive.
She's willing. She's teachable, Lord. Bless her, Lord, right now. Bring healing to her heart, Lord. She releases them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
How do I release them? I don't even know how to.
You just did. You just asked the Lord. You just told the Lord that you wanted to release them and that, you know, you forgive them. You just did it. When you talk to God, you're talking to him. When you're praying, you're talking to him. You know, he hears you. And whatever you know already that's wrong, you line up with God and you say what God says. If God says this is wrong, then you say it's wrong and you repent of it. Say you're sorry. And you ask him to help you. And you did it. You went even asked him to help you. Sometimes we don't know how to do everything completely, but, you know, he's guiding you. You have that teachable heart. That's the first thing that I was sensing. So thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the freedom, Father God. You're showing her for releasing these people, Father God. And bless her in those findings. Give her that wisdom that I asked you, Father God, for her. In the name of Jesus. And everything else that's alongside with those issues, Lord, help her. Give her guidance. Thank you, Lord, for her obedience. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ah, hallelujah. It's done. Now, continue seeking God. And continue seeking him on wisdom as to what to do day by day. Read the word. Remember, if you read the word, God's light will shine on your path. He'll guide you to what you need to do. Okay?
Okay.
And listen in to PGN. Communion is very important. You know, Prophet Randy will talk about that during the week. Usually it's on Thursdays. And he has other things that he teaches on. I recommend you get on and listen to it. You don't have to raise your hand, but you can listen to him, and you'll learn a lot. Okay? Is there anything else you would like prayer for?
Well, yeah, I guess that's it. Same thing. For me to love others. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Hey, that's awesome. You're realizing that there's something that's not lining up with God, and you're asking him. You're asking him to help you to love others. And only God can help us do that. That's awesome, Mimi. You're on the right path. You're on the
okay.
right path.
Amen.
Are you reading the Word of God every day?
No, some days I skip, and that's another thing. You have to be motivated to pray and read the Bible.
Okay. You know what I recommend? You get a notebook, and as you read and whatever you feel the Spirit of God is showing you as, you know, in that portion, write it down. Write a little note to remind you what you read. It helps stay and stick to, you know, to help you understand a little more. And you go more and more each day. But journal it, okay? That works wonders. That is really good, and that reminds you that, you know, and when you go back, you go, oh, my goodness, I didn't read the Word of God. I didn't bother reading. Oh, no wonder why I'm feeling this way. I need to talk to God. And you go and you write it down, and it keeps you on track. Keeps you on track. And I know you have a heart for God. You have a teachable heart. So continue doing that and keep calling us, and God bless you. You have a wonderful week. Is there anything else you would like to share?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, Mimi. Well, God bless. Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. I don't have any more callers with their hands raised up. If you want ministry tonight, please raise your hand by dialing 1, and you will be placed in the queue. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. I have another. Okay. If there's no one else, then I'll finish the show. If there's no one else that wants to receive ministry tonight, well, God bless and happy January 1st, 2022. Be blessed, and I pray that you things and new things coming your way, new beginnings. And I pray that you be blessed in a big and mighty way. Oh, I see somebody else raise their hand. One moment here. I have 704-614. Again, 704-614, your name and where you're from.
Hey, Carmen. This is Deborah, South Carolina. I was just ending my day. Yes, I was just ending my day, and I thought, I'm going to see what Carmen's saying. And then I was like, I was thinking of having you pray for me. And then, like 5 seconds later, you just said, I don't have anybody else. So I thought, well, I'm going to just go ahead and call in and have you just pray for me. Yeah.
There's people on the line, but I guess they don't want, they want to hear the message. And yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, of course I'll pray for you. Allow me one moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Deborah, Lord. I thank you, Father God, what you're doing in her life, Father God. I thank you for, Father God, because she's going higher, higher, higher. Thank you, Lord. She's going higher in you. But I thank you, Lord, because she knows the difference of going higher in you and becoming lower in herself, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because she knows how to humble herself. Thank you, Lord, for that humble, that humbleness, Father God, that she's experiencing, and she knows that it's you. Greater is he, less of me and more of him. I thank you, Lord, because she understands that. Oh, Father God, I just pray that you bless her in her finances, Father God. I thank you, and I pray you bless her with her family, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the home and the vehicle she has, Lord. Bless them, Father God. Keep them in order, Father God. I just pray that you protect her and all the things that concern her and all her people that are connected to her, Father God. Just bless her mightily, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I see that the Lord is, it's like if you're pulling a cart full of things. It's almost like books, these are books that are in you, but it's I'm seeing it like if you're pulling this cart to share them, to share what you've learned. It's like you're sharing what you've learned, and these, like, you're pulling the carts, and there, that cart is full of books. So I sense that what that is all the things that you've learned along the way, and you're sharing that. You're sharing that, and you're going to be sharing more of that. And I see that there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. So God has put a lot in you. God has put a lot in you, and you're going to be beginning to share that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for Deborah. Are you still doing the ministry on PGN? I can't catch everybody.
I am. You know what? I am. And this week I took off Tuesday, but I took off this week because of I had out of town family come in for the week, and then actually my birthday was on yes, it was the 31st. My birthday was the 31st.
So what day is it that you get on so that everybody knows so they can,
Tuesdays. I'm Tuesdays. I should be back. I'm sure I'll be back this coming Tuesday. So,
yeah. Okay, at what time?
7 Central.
Okay. So everybody, Tuesday, Deborah has a lot of goodies. The Lord just said it. She's got a lot of stuff that she's got to with you guys. So
well, God bless you. Thank you for blessing me. That was my birthday prayer, even though I didn't really say that, but that's what it was. So thank you. And somehow the Lord just worked out the timing and that to call. So I know you probably have other callers that want to receive ministry. So God bless you for your servant's heart and just giving your time and your just your yieldedness to the Lord here on PGN. So bless you too.
Oh, God bless you, sister. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, Deborah.
Thank you. Take care.
Everybody heard Deborah. Tuesday at 7 Central Time, I believe she said. Okay. Oh, that was nice. Well, I see we're getting close to the end of the show, so I don't see anybody else raising their hand. You're there, but you're not raising your hand, but that's okay. If no one else is going to raise their hand, let me see. I see another one. I'm not sure if I've already done that one. Yeah, I already did that one. All right. If no one else is going to raise their hand, I'll be ending the show right now. Well, God bless you. You be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And tune in to this week with Prophet Randy. And let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for each and every caller. Lord, we pray that you bless them, Father God, and that you give them more of you. More of you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in each and every person. Keep them safe, protect them, guide them, help them to grow in you and to be prepared for your coming, because you're coming soon. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And good night, everyone. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.